one of my favorite days of the month. Innovation DuPage is on in here. We got Dan Ficini joining us, the managing director. We'll also introduce Melvin and Jackie in just a moment. But Dan, thanks for coming back in today.
Thanks for having me again.
Oh, let me turn on your microphone. That's important. Go ahead, my friend.
Thanks for having me again, John.
Yeah, always. Tell us a little bit, for those that don't know, just a reminder, Innovation DuPage, what do you guys do?
Well, we always talk about Innovation DuPage being a business incubator. So it's a community of entrepreneurs, mentors, partners that help local entrepreneurs take their kind of build their business from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also a business accelerator. So for those small businesses that need to take their business to the next level, we have this owner to CEO course that we offer three times a year. And one time a year, coming up this January, we have our construction owner to CEO course coming up.
So it's specific for the construction industry.
Absolutely.
How long is this course?
It's 10 to 12 weeks. So about an hour and a half, twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we bring in instructors from the field to help businesses take their construction business to the next level.
Someone like Melvin, who's sitting to your right. Melvin Henley joins us now from PAC Leaders, the founder. Melvin, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Carpenter for a long time, right?
20 years.
And then you decided to start your own business.
Absolutely. It was necessary.
Yeah, you wanted to do your own thing.
Absolutely.
But did you know where to start?
Not at all. So you think from being a carpenter that you know the trade,
yeah.
But then when you get into the actual business, then you're like, okay, I need to know more. I don't know what I don't know, which is always that bigger bubble.
Yeah. And you did this course then with the Innovation DuPage.
Yep. Hasea introduced me. There were two members of, Hasea that interviewed me, and then a member from Innovation DuPage, and then I got accepted into the program.
You're saying Hasea. We'll explain it with Jackie in a moment, what that is. What was the course like? Like, what is the tangible takeaways that you get in a course like that that really do accelerate what you do?
So many, because for the unique aspect of the construction industry, I know there were other cohorts or accelerator programs for owner to CEO. But for the construction industry, this was something I was actually looking for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few other places that offered something similar, but they didn't delve as deep as I would have liked. And I was explaining this to someone earlier. The marketing aspect of what we do in the construction industry is so larger than what I originally thought.
Like marketing your business,
marketing
getting out
your business,
there. Yeah.
You know, and so what it does, it helps build credibility. It helps build that kind of that leverage of you versus your competitor.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one of the main things I took away, not to mention the network that I was able to get from this program.
So you, as a carpenter, start your own business, you realize there's other hurdles that have to get through. Going through a course like this with Innovation DuPage gives you that legitimacy a little bit, that structure, so that you feel more comfortable going to other places, finding these clients.
Absolutely. Speaking of that structure and the infrastructure of the business, we were able to get a legal counsel from this program as well. It happened organically. Ice Miller is the firm that we use, and so they did a segment for the legal services on the program, and I couldn't get a mentoring session with the lead person,
mm-hmm.
the lead attorney.
Mm-hmm.
But now this is an attorney that reviews my contracts and does
there
everything.
There you go.
So and it worked out.
I imagine the legal world is important in the construction world.
Absolutely.
As well. All right, you mentioned Hasea a couple times. Jackie Gomez is the executive director of Hasea. So Jackie, what am I saying? What is Hasea?
Yes. No, thank you. Thank you for having,
of course.
For having me here. So Hasea is a construction advocacy training and membership organization. We've been around for 40 years. We're working hard to ensure the equitable participation of diverse business owners in the construction industry. It's no secret that the construction industry for a long time has looked a certain way. Women on the field was not a thing. And so we've been working really hard in championing people like Melvin to be out there in projects and highlighting his story and helping him build his toolkit, if you will,
yeah.
To just be more competitive and elevate his services.
So how do you find people like Melvin and other people in the communities that are doing the work, trying to start and providing more equity in the construction world? And then what do you do for them? How do you connect them to more opportunities?
Yes, that's a great question. So we do try to host several events where we create an environment where, like Melvin said, it's like organic networking so that he's somehow introduced. And usually it's like someone referred you to, like, hey, have you heard about Hasia? They're out there to help people mm-hmm. that look like you or me and, you know, minority women, veterans, and just helping them find a space. And then in connection with that, we're like, oh, you know, it looks like you're in this stage of your business. Let us connect you with a partner that we work with. And that part of our delivery of services is working with organizations like Innovation DuPage and partnering to deliver these services that would benefit someone like Melvin.
All right, I think we got the players down. Dan Ficini, he does Innovation DuPage. Hasia, you work, they're your partner, one of your partners that you work with. Melvin comes around, you help him connect the dots and help Melvin grow his business. Did I get
Perfect.
It all right?
Yeah, that
sounds great. Good.
Great, we've set the stage. We're going to talk about the how and the why. Okay, continuing our conversation with Innovation DuPage, PAC Leaders, and Hasia about equity and construction. And Dan Ficini, of course, the executive director over at Innovation DuPage, whether it's construction or anything else, this is a big part of your mission. These accelerator programs often involve a lot of different people from all sorts of backgrounds, right?
Absolutely. And actually, our accelerator program helps a lot with our outreach to the greater community and helping them. So when we're looking for companies for our accelerator program, we're looking for a company that is about 2 years in business, mm-hmm. 200,000 in sales, and two employees. And then we ran three cohorts of our owner CEO this past year. 80% of those companies that came through were women and minority
wow.
owned businesses. So it's something that we do intentionally in order to help equity in the workforce.
When does this construction accelerator start again?
It starts in January, right after Martin Luther King, but sign up now if you're interested. This is the time.
And where can people go to sign up? What's the best way to do this?
You can sign up through innovationdupage.org, but also through Hasia's website as well.
So if someone in the construction business, what were the qualifications again, quote unquote?
Yeah, 2 years in business, 200,000 in sales, and two employees.
All right. Melvin, I wanted to talk with you about, you know, you've been in the carpentry business for a long time, and you know, equity is such an important part of it, but it's more than just trying to hit a number, right? Of, oh, we got X amount of this many people in construction. It's about pride and building in your own neighborhoods, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And why is that important?
It's very important. If you think about it, my mom always says it, the prophet is never respecting his own land. Right. Sometimes you have to go abroad. But then when you come back, you build that reputation to the point where you want to actually be accepted where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when I was an apprentice, I would, you know, drive out to all these western suburbs mm-hmm. and some of my apprentices, you know, buddies, they would be driving into the city and we're missing each other. And it's like, I would love to build where I live. And so that's very important for me now, because we don't want to just check a box. PAC Leaders is not here to just check a box.
Right.
We actually want to provide opportunities. We want to be in the communities. That's part of the way that we've been able to experience some of the successes through the programs that we're a part of, because we do grab members of the community. We've sponsored 9 individuals into the union, and we've only been in the union for a year so far.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very a part of my mission and vision statement.
At PAC Leaders, I imagine apprentices are in high demand right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, but what a career to get into. I don't think a lot of people know maybe how soon you can get in and how quickly you can learn and how quickly you can earn.
So there's the Chicago Public, not Chicago Public, I'm sorry, the they have a new name. It's the Mid-America Regional Council of
okay.
Carpenters.
Okay.
It's new.
You pulled that out of the air pretty well. I was a little worried for you there.
But they have a program. They have a apprenticeship training program.
Mm-hmm.
I went through it myself. However, with PAC Leaders as a sponsored company, we can also write letters of sponsorship and allow credits to happen so that we've sponsored some of the individuals. We've gave 6 months credits, 3 months credits, And that allows them to not have to go through the pre-apprenticeship program, but come right on board with us with the opportunities that we have.
It's your own little accelerator.
Correct.
How can people, like, I mean, what ages are you looking for? How do people sign up for that? Because I imagine some people are saying, look, my kid, my grandkid is looking for something to do. This is a good career for them. How do they get started?
So one of the ways that they can get started, the requirements, they have to be 18.
Okay.
They have to have graduated either with a diploma or a GED equivalency. They do need to pass an aptitude test as well as a math test. That can be – we can give them that information through our website.
Yeah.
www.pacleaders.construction.
PAC.
PAC leaders, .construction. Or they can go to the ShyCap. I want to say ShyCap.com.
Okay.
And that will give them the program. But we have a good relationship with the union. So,
and there's a great, I mean, look, it's a great career. You can make a career out of being a carpenter.
Absolutely.
For sure, for sure. And Jackie, you know, we talked a little bit about building in your own neighborhood. I wonder if you had anything more to say about why it is important to have diversity within an entire industry like this. It is about neighborship, ownership in your own neighborhoods, but it's more than that, too.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we live in a city, and really even just Chicagoland, where we want to live in an area where it's built by the people that live in it. Like, you want to be able to for the next generation. It's so important. And I was just thinking about even just in DuPage County, they elected their first woman, you know, as their chair of the county of DuPage, which is amazing. That's a history. And those are the glass ceilings that we're still working on. And so it's important not only to build the workforce, which Hasia, we also provide pre-apprenticeship programs, but also other programming. So Melvin was participated in the owner to CEO, where he was already at that 2-year level, to people already working at the criteria that you had highlighted. But we also partner, for instance, with the Neighbor of Innovation DuPage, it's College of DuPage, for those that are starting out, and it's an intro to construction management course program. So it's like, I understand construction, I want to get into it a little bit more, I need more skill sets, and so that's the course for you. And so we're building programming to meet the needs of folks that are just, I want to get into it. I'm not sure exactly what I need, but we're here to help you and connect the dots, like you said earlier.
Right. And I think we got kind of two tracks going on here. There are people out there that may want to get into the world of carpentry, and that's great. And working with PAC leaders, working with all of you guys can certainly help with that. But in terms of keeping dollars in neighborhoods, owning companies is really where that level needs to be, right? Yes. We don't only want diverse workforce. We want diverse ownership in the companies, right?
100%. Because we know that people like Melvin and others, we hire people from the communities, people that we know and people that look like us. And then those are the Melvin is essentially building that next generation.
Right. And when you keep those dollars in the community, Melvin, it goes beyond the construction industry. We're talking about changing 100%. Neighborhoods, right?
100%.
Yes, for
absolutely.
Sure.
The buying power.
Yeah, for sure.
And the workforce development buzzword is thrown around a lot now. Mm-hmm. But this was something that was kind of foreseen years ago when there's so much money coming into Chicago and the neighboring areas in the market. If we don't train up the next workforce behind us or the next business owners to handle that amount
of work, coming in, yeah,
then, you know, it's going to just stay where it is.
Amen to that. Okay, we're just about out of time. I want to go down the horn with websites to find out more information, whether it's, again, getting involved in the accelerator program. Let's start with Dan. Dan, where can people go for more information? When do they need to sign up, buy, or apply by?
Yeah, innovationdupage.org. We have a separate site about our construction owner to CEO program. Check that out. I think we have to sign up by January 9th, the first week in January. So
do it now. So. Tell friends. Exactly. Melvin, again, PAC Construction. Is that what you said? What was the website for your website?
So it's PACleaders.construction.
Okay. And if people want to learn more about Hasia, Jackie, where do they go?
They go to HasiaWorks.org, HACIAWORKS.
All right, cool. Learned a lot today. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, for sure.